今天正道的经文是马太福音13章1到23节。当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了；有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。有耳可听的，就应当听。门徒进前来，问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言，说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得。因为这百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了。你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。所以，你们当听这撒种的比喻。凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去。这就是撒在路旁的了。撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的。及至为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
Okay, Matthew chapter 13, verse 1 to 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore.Then he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants.Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. The disciples came to him and asked, Why do you speak to these people in parables? He replied, The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them.Whoever has the will to be given more, he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are you whose eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what ye hear, but did not hear it. Listen to what the parable of the sower means. Whenever someone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away, what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed and fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word at once, receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what is sown.
弟兄姊妹们平安
Peace
2015年又快要过了
2015 is almost over
今天已经是11月的第一个礼拜天
It is the first week of November this week
今年我们的主题是什么
What is our main topic for this year?
什么？哎，多结果子。
To bear many fruits.
基督徒，我们今年结的果子怎么样？
Fellow Christians, how is the fruit that we bore this year?
有没有结果子？
Did we bear fruits?
要不要举一下手？今年没结果子的请举手。主耶稣在讲到他跟我们之间关系的时候。
When the Lord Jesus speaks of his relationship with us,
他用了一个比喻
he speaks with a parable.
他说我是葡萄树你们是枝子
he says, I am the vine and you are the branches.
希望这件事情能够装在我们的心里
I hope that this thing can be placed in our hearts.
葡萄树没有别的用处
There is no other purpose for a vine.
只有一个用处
Only one purpose.
因为葡萄树本身是藤科的植物
Because the vine is a
藤科植物就是它的木头是不能够做家具的。
The wood is not useful.
所以它只有一个目的。
So it has only one purpose.
就是结果子。
Bear fruits.
所以如果不结果子的话。
So if it doesn't bear fruits.
就没有用了。
It is not useful.
所以是这个主耶稣说凡属它不结果子的枝子。
And so the Lord says all the branches that do not bear fruit.
怎么办
?What will happen to them?
它就剪掉。
It will be cut off.
所以这个是非常可怕的。
This is a very fearsome thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们成为基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, when we become followers of Christ.
如果我们是不结果子的。
If we do not bear fruit.
等到有一天主把我们剪掉的时候。
One day when the Lord comes to cut us off.
我们说做基督徒一个人一生最可怕的事情是什么
?What is the most fearsome thing to happen in a person's life?
就是在那里哀哭切齿。
And that is regret.
那就是后悔。
That is regret.
所以他先把这个后悔翻出来了我说哀哭切齿他没翻出来。
The pain and sufferings of regret.
Yeah. 那是一个最痛苦的时间。
It is the most painful thing.
因为没有机会了。
Because there is no opportunity.
所以趁着今日。
And so today.
我们要做主所托付我们该做的工作。
We should do what the Lord asked us to do.
那么在神的自然的法则里面。
And so in the natural law of the Lord.
结果子的植物一定有条件。
There are certain conditions for plants to bear fruit.
那么这个条件就是这个植物一定要成熟。
And the conditions are that the plant must be mature.
那么它如果不成熟它是不能结果子的。
If it's not mature, it cannot bear fruit.
人类和动物也是一样。
The same for people and animals.
所以它要产生后代。
So for us to bear offspring,
他必须要达到一定的年龄。
It must be a certain age.
也就是说，他达到一定的成熟度。
It must be a certain maturity.
如果他不成熟，他是不能产生后代。
If it's not mature, it cannot bear offspring.
那么因此这里边就产生一个问题。
So there is a problem.
不成熟他不能结果子。
Not immature cannot bear fruits.
那么他到了成熟的时间他不结果子也不行。
If it becomes mature but it still doesn't bear fruit, it's also not acceptable.
在我们的基督徒的生命里面
And so in our Christian lives,
能不能结果子不是问题的关键。
Whether or not we can bear fruit is not the root of the problem.
我们的生命是不是成熟才是问题的关键。
It's whether or not our lives are mature is the root of the problem.
所以有很多教会，有很多人。
And so many churches and many people.
他们一听说我们要去结果子。
They hear that we need to go and bear fruits.
他们就很兴奋，马上就要去结果子。
And they become very excited and they go to do things.
因此他们就到火车站。
So they go to the railway station
去发单张
to give out brochures.
他就请他的朋友到他家里面来
They invite their friends to their house
要叫他信耶稣
so that they can become believers.
信耶稣干什么
And what is after that?
信耶稣就得永生
so that you can have eternal life.
永生是什么
What is eternal life?
就是不死
Not dying.
为什么基督徒我看都死了吗
I saw that the Christians, they died.
我不懂你去问牧师
Go ask the pastor.
这就是很多人传福音
This is how many people
他自己根本没有装备好
They're not prepared.
他的生命的见证也不好
The testimony of their lives is not good.
人家多跟他接触一段时间
After people have known them for a while.
人家发现你还是基督徒
They realize you're a Christian.
如果你是基督徒
If you're a Christian.
将来你上天堂
You go to heaven.
那我不去天堂也罢了
Well, I don't want to go to heaven then.
这个是我们的生命没有操练好。
This is that our lives are not prepared.
所以我们的生命不够成熟。
And so our lives are not mature.
我们对真理不了解。
We don't understand the truth.
生命的见证不行。
Our life's testimony is not
good. 所以我们就算愿意去结果子。
And so even if we want to bear fruit.
努力结果子。
We try to bear fruit.
我们也无法结出成熟的果子出来。
It's impossible to bear good fruits.
因此圣经上告诉我们。
And so the scripture tells us.
能不能够为主结果子。
Whether or not we can bear fruits
是关键我们与基督的连接
depends on our relationship with the Lord.
主说
He said,
你们是枝子，我是树。
You are the branch and I am the vine.
所以你要想结果子吗
You want to bear fruit?
你必须跟树有美好的连接。
You must have a connection with the vine.
然后让这个树的这个生命来供给这个枝子。
So that life can come from the vine.
那么枝子就可以结果子了。
And then the branch can bear fruits.
那么今天主耶稣用另外一个比喻
Today the Lord gave another parable.
仍然是提到结果子的问题。
Speaking of the issue of bearing fruits.
他说有一些能够结出果实来
He said some can bear fruits.
能够有100倍的
100 times.
60倍的
60 times.
有30倍的
30 times.
那么有一些是结不出果子来的
Some cannot bear fruits.
那么原来这个与他的生命的成熟度有关系
It has to do with the maturity of their lives.
那么生命能不能够成熟
Can lives become mature?
在这里告诉我们有四种不同的情况
It says here that there are four conditions.
那么在主耶稣讲到这个比喻的中间
So in the middle of the Lord giving this parable,
门徒问了一个问题
Their disciples asked him a question.
一开始主耶稣讲了这个比喻
At first Jesus gave the parable.
然后说他们来到房间里面
And then when they went into their private
在没有外人的情况下
Without any other people.
门徒就问主耶稣说他说你为什么讲到时候老用比喻呢
The disciples asked him, why do you always speak in parables?
主耶稣在没有解释这个比喻之前的时候
Before he explains the parable.
他先说了一段话
He gives a certain preface.
那么在这段话里面呢被今天很多商界的人利用了。
So this preface has been used by many, business people.
Yeah. 那么他们就把它归结为马太效应。
They call it the Matthew effect.
那么什么叫马太效应呢
?What is the Matthew effect?
就是有的还要加给他。
The one that has, he shall have more.
没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
The one that doesn't have, he shall lose what he has.
那么这里边有一个矛盾的话。
It seems like there's a conflict.
这个没有的。
The one who doesn't have anything.
然后把他所有的要夺去。
Or what he has will be lost.
那么他有还是没有啊
Does he have something or not?
啊如果他没有你夺什么他没有吗
If he has nothing, what are you taking?
主耶稣在另外一个比喻里边有这样讲。
There's another parable that the Lord gives.
就是一个主人要到外国去。
A master is going to leave to travel.
把他的仆人叫到面前来。
He calls his servants in front of him.
然后给他们银子。
And gives them gold talents.
叫他们去做生意。
Tells them to go do business.
一个给五千。
One to give 5,000.
一个给两千。
One 2,000.
一个给一千。
One 1,000.
结果主人走了。
And the master left.
过了一段时间主人回来了。
After a amount of time, the master comes back.
和他们算账。
He calls the servants back.
五千的又赚了五千。
The one who had 5,000 earned 5,000.
主人说好。
The master said good.
又善良又忠心的仆人。
A good and faithful servant.
然后对那两千的说看到我也赚了两千。
And the one who had 2,000 said, I have 2,000 also.
主耶稣给他的评论是一样的。
And the Lord Jesus gave him the same analysis.
拿一千的什么都没赚。
The one with 1,000 did not earn anything.
主说把他的一千夺过来给那有一万的。
He said, take the 1,000 and give to the one with 10,000.
这个就叫做马太效应。
This is called the Matthew effect.
没有的。
The one who doesn't have anything.
是指的他没有结果。
It means that he hasn't borne fruit.
并不是他没有本钱。
It doesn't mean he doesn't have any origin.
神把我们每一个人的生命里边都已经给了我们足够的恩赐。
The Lord has given us enough blessings in our life.
可能一开始是小小的。
It may not seem like much.
主说你在小事上忠心
Lord,
我在大事上托付你。
The Lord said, if you are careful on small things, then I will give you large things to do.
所以把这有一千的夺过来。
And so the one with 1,000 will lose it.
给那有一万的。
And give it to the one with 10,000.
那一万是怎么得来的？
How did he achieve what he had?
可能他一开始也是一千的。
Maybe he only had 1,000 to start with.
然后他又赚了一千。
And he got 1,000 more.
主说好，现在可以给你两千了。
And God said, okay, I'll give you 2,000.
有两千的，他又赚两千。
Once he had 2,000, he earned 2,000 more.
小事上忠心，大事上可以托付你。
Once you are careful with small things,
给你五千。
He can be relied on with large things. I'll give you 5,000.
所以五千他又赚了五千。
And with 5,000, he earned 5,000 more.
所以主说我给你一万一。
And the master said, I'll give you 10,001, 11,000.
那么那一千就是从那一千夺过来的。
And that's where the 1,000 came from.
而那一千的呢？
What about the one with 1,000?
是没有的。
He didn't earn anything.
连他所有的本钱也要丢去，也要失去。
And his original will be lost as well.
这就是那一个结在树上不结果子的枝子。
This is a branch that does not bear fruit.
它就成了一个白占地土的枝子。
It becomes a useless branch.
成为一个浪费资源的枝子。
A wasteful branch.
所以怎么办？
So what will happen to it? Cut it off.
所以他把我的声音也翻译出来了。这就是他有的没有的连他所有的要失去的意思。
That's what it means. The one who has nothing will lose what he has.
当人读这段圣经的时候
when people read this parable,
人有一个误解。
People have a misunderstanding.
因为当读到以赛亚先知预言的那一段话
But when we read of the prophecy by Isaiah,
最后的那一段话
the final sentence,
说你他心里明白回转过来我就医治他。
It says, if their heart repented, I would heal them.
那么好像耶稣不愿意医治他。
It would seem as if the Lord doesn't want to heal them.
不是的。
Not so.
是他们不愿意接受主耶稣的医治。
It's that they do not want to receive healing.
你说难道还有人不愿意接受医治吗？
Well, who doesn't want to receive healing?
有没有不愿意接受医治的？
Who doesn't want to receive healing?
太多了。
Well, many people.
咱们说忠言怎么样？逆耳，就是真实的话是很难听的。
So the truth can sometimes be difficult to bear.
所以别人跟你说忠诚实的话的时候
And so when people give you honest advice,
目的是什么
What's the purpose?
目的是什么
What's the purpose?
什么使我们得医治
So that we can be healed.
是为要更正我们
So we can be corrected.
我们喜欢听吗
Do we like it?
喜不喜欢不喜欢
Well, of course we
这就是恐怕我们听见了我们得了医治
If we hear it, we can be healed.
所以其实并不是不愿意得那个医治
It's not that we don't want to be healed.
而是不愿意得医治的那个痛苦
But we don't want the pain of being healed.
所以很多人油蒙了心
And so many people hide their hearts.
被世界的神弄瞎了心眼
We become blind by the gods of the world.
光想听好听的
We only want to hear the good things.
光想得祝福
We only want blessings.
而不愿意改变我们的生命
But we don't want to change our lives.
不愿意承担责任
We don't want to take responsibility.
因此当 医治来临的时候
and so when the healing comes,
这些人反而不愿意接受了
people don't want to accept it.
所以在这里正是这样的人
and so here it speaks of these people.
今天早晨我们的查经班正好讲到这里了
This morning we spoke of this passage in the Bible.
那么当主耶稣在世来指责当时的宗教领袖的时候
When the Lord was in the world and he criticized the religious leaders,
其实目的就是要叫我们叫他们来归正
The aim is to get them to repent.
可是他们不愿意归正
But they don't want to do it.
因为他们已经在宗教里边有了他们既得的利益
Because in their religion, they have gained their profits.
所以他们来问耶稣的问题
And so they come to ask the Lord questions.
他们并不愿意得到真实的答案
Not to get true answers.
因为这个真实的答案会挑战他们的利益
Because the true answers will challenge their profits.
所以他们就变成假冒伪善的人
And so they become hypocrites.
当真理讲到他们的耳中
When the truth comes to them,
他们是抗拒
they reject it.
他们反感
they rebel.
所以他们、不接受
Instead, they do not accept it.
那么我们是什么样的生命呢
What is the type of life that we have?
所以主耶稣说跟那些人讲是没有用的
And so the Lord says there's no point in telling it to them.
当那些这个祭司和民间的长老
When the priests and the elders hear the
来问耶稣
When they come to ask the Lord questions,
你的权柄从哪里来?
Where does your power come from?
耶稣回答，反问他们。
The Lord replies with a rhetorical question.
施洗的约翰的权柄从哪里来?
Where was John the Baptist's power?
他们在讨论。
When they discuss the solution,
如果我们这样回答,
if we answer this way,
我们会有这样结果。
There will be this result.
我们这样回答,
if we answer this way,
会有那样结果。
There will be those consequences.
这两个结果都是我们所不愿意要的。
All the consequences are negative.
所以最好怎么办?
And so what's the response?
不回答。
Dodge the question.
所以什么是真理?
What is the truth?
我们不管。
We don't care.
什么对我们有好处?
What brings us the best results?
是我们所关心的。
That's what we want.
这叫做油蒙了心。
This is hiding your heart.
主耶稣在世的时候
The Lord Jesus, when he was in the world,
法利赛人叫耶稣从天上显个神迹给他们看。
The Pharisee said, show us a sign.
耶稣说没有神迹给你们看。
Jesus said, there's no sign for you.
为什么耶稣说没有神迹给你们看?
Why did he say that there's no sign for them?
因为天天有神迹他看不见。
Because there are signs every day, but they don't see it.
是不是?
Right?
我们把看惯了的神迹当作自然。
The signs that we see every day become natural to us.
今天我们也想要看一个神迹。
And today we also want to see a sign.
如果今天我们祷告主啊。
We say, Lord,
求你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
忽然间耶稣在这里显现了。
Suddenly Jesus appears before you.
穿着白衣服。
Wearing white robes.
伸出钉痕的手。
He shows you his nail
hands. 四面发光。
Shining light everywhere.
我说那个多好。
How awesome would that be?
那我们大家一块都信了。
And we can all believe.
耶稣说没有用的。
The Lord Jesus says that's not your meaning.
其实见过这样神迹的人。
Those who saw these miracles.
该不信的。还是不信。
The ones that don't believe, they still won't believe.
那些没有见过神迹的人
The ones who did not see the miracles,
他们把神的道持守在诚实的心里面。
They have the Lord's word in their hearts.
他不用看这样的神迹。
They don't need to see the miracles.
他也照样可以相信。
But they will still believe.
神在历史上显过许多的神迹。
Throughout history, the Lord gave many miracles.
但是看过那些神迹的人该不信还是不信。
The people who saw them, those who don't believe, they still do not believe.
为什么?
Why?
不是没有神迹给他们看。
It's not that there are no miracles.
是有很多的神迹他们看也看不见。
There are many miracles they see, but they don't understand.
在当今的世界里面
In the world today,
有一个最伟大的神迹
There is one most great miracle.
是人所无可推诿的
That man cannot refuse.
每一个人几乎都知道。
Every person knows it.
什么神迹?
What is it?
以色列复活。
The revival of Israel.
可是多少人看到了?
So many people have seen it.
信吗?
Do they believe it?
仍然不信。
They don't believe.
所以我们看到今天那么多的事情在按照圣经的预言在应验。
So many things are coming true in the Lord's prophecies.
人信吗?
Do people believe them?
人不信。
They don't believe them.
所以有神迹没有神迹不是问题的关键。
So the point is not whether or not there are miracles.
而是我们是不是真心的来寻求真理和生命，这是问题的关键。
But whether or not people are truly pursuing life and truth.
所以如果我们不真心追求
If we do not truly pursue it,
主说跟他说也没用。
The Lord says there's no point in telling them.
所以主耶稣给他们讲比喻。
So the Lord spoke to them in parables.
但是对于那些有真心预备好了的人
To those who are ready,
主耶稣就把真实的 显明给他们了。
He shows them the truth.
那么主耶稣在这里讲到的这个比喻
，And so when the Lord uses this parable,
主耶稣解释是四种不同的人。
He explains four types of people.
他们不同的内心
，They have a different heart.
产生了不同的结果
，And have different results.
那么今天我们自己对照一下我们自己。
Today, let us contrast these.
我们是哪一种人
？What type of people are we?
还是前三种都有？
Are we a combination of all of them?
唯有没不是第四种。
But we don't have the good one.
就是我们里边又有荆棘。
We are thorns.
又土浅石头。
We also are shallow.
又非常刚硬。
And we are also hard.
就是不是那块好土。
But we're just not good soil.
那么我们一个一个来看。
So let us look at them.
主耶稣讲到的这一个撒种的比喻。
The Lord speaks of the parable of the sower.
这个种子是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of the seed?
是天国的道理。
The message of the kingdom of heaven.
是天国的道理。
Message of the kingdom of heaven.
天国的道理是什么意思
？What does that mean?
就是不是我们所想象的精神寄托。
It's not what we imagined.
也不是我们所想象的，只是我们去如何做一个好人。
It's not the ethics of how to be a good person.
而是神的国要临到我们。
But that the Lord's kingdom will come to us.
圣经上说这件事情。
The scripture says that this
是福音。
Is the gospel.
那么这个福音是我们眼睛未曾见过的。
It's a gospel that we cannot see with our eyes.
耳朵从来没有听见过的。
Something that we've never heard before.
我们的心从来没有想过的。
Our hearts have never conceived this before.
对于我们是一个全新的真理。
It is something completely new.
这是我们的生命能够真正蒙福的好消息。
This is the good news that receives that our lives can really receive blessing.
是永远的生命的归属。
The eternal belonging of our life.
是我们的罪能够得到赦免。
It is that our sin can be forgiven.
很多时候这个事情太大了。
Many times it is such an amazing thing.
我们从来没想过。
We haven't thought of it before.
所以我们就有点发怒。
And so we don't really understand it.
A bit numb. 比较不麻木不明白是怎么回事。
Become numb, we don't understand it.
若不是圣灵对我们的心进行光照。
If it wasn't for the light of the Holy Spirit,
人的内心跟这一个真理是非常难以接受的。
It is very difficult for our hearts to be reconciled with this message.
那么当神的圣灵在里边感动我们的时候
And so when the Lord's Spirit moves us,
要光照我们的时候
When it shines upon us,
我们需要有一个真诚敏锐的心来回应。
We must have a true and honest heart to respond.
所以首先我们要知道
So first we must know,
主耶稣讲到的这个比喻
When the Lord speaks of this parable,
是指的我们对待天国真理的态度问题
It speaks of the attitude we have for the message of the Lord.
那么第一种呢叫做路旁
And so the first type is called the roadside.
那个不同的福音书里边有不同的记录
So different gospels have different records.
在路加和马可里边说是路上
In Mark and Luke, it said the road.
这个路是表示当时的路和今天的路是不太一样的。
Well, the roads back then were a little different to roads now.
这个路和这个土壤有一个很大的不同。
There's a big difference between the road and just the dirt.
路和这个 field, 这个 soil, 这个就是能种田的那个土有什么不同吗
？What is the difference between a road and plantable soil?
有什么不同啊
？What's the difference?
路圣经这个鲁迅曾经说过
鲁迅 once said
原来这个世界上没有路
before there were no roads in the world
因为人走的多了那个地方就变成路了
the places that people travel regularly become roads
所以路是什么呢
so what is a road
表示很多人在上面走过
the place that has been walked on very regularly
然后那一块土地就变得越来越坚硬了
and that soil becomes hard
那么种子落在上面的时候
And so when the seed falls upon it,
它根本不能进到这个土壤里头去
it cannot penetrate the soil.
所以它就留在表面上
And so it sits on the surface.
圣经上说飞鸟来把它吃掉了
And the scripture says the birds came and eat it.
那就表示说这个魔鬼撒旦给我们另外一个意念
And so it says Satan gives us a new idea.
然后就把这个意念就把它推出去了
And removes the kingdom's message.
这个表示什么呢
？What does this mean？
表示一种刚硬，这个里面 非常刚硬的心的一种人。
It means the people who have a very hardened heart.
我曾经见过不少这样的人。
I've met many people like this.
福音是无法进到他的里面。
The gospel cannot penetrate into them.
因为他里边非常的骄傲。
Because they're very proud.
非常的自信。
They're very self-confident.
所以他觉得我不需要这个。
They think I don't need this.
他的骄傲可能来自于很多的原因。
The arrogance comes from many sources.
可能自己很有知识。
Maybe they are very wise.
有学问。
They are very educated.
可能以为自己道德很高尚。
Their ethics are very good.
可能觉得自己过去很成功。
They are very successful.
所以他们根本不愿意不接受这些的道理。
And so they don't need these messages.
有人说基督教的福音
Some say the message of Christianity
是软弱人的拐棍
is for weak people.
所以我们是刚强的人
We're strong people.
你看那些有病的
Look at those ill people.
那些受挫折的
Those who have been wronged.
他们才愿意来信基督教
They are willing to believe in Christianity.
说我们精神上没有毛病。
We have no issues with our
我们是健全的。
We are strong.
所以我们不需要基督教。
We don't need Christianity.
其实这个是对自己的一个错误的估计。
This is an incorrect understanding of self.
为什么软弱的人容易信福音
?Why is it that weak people can come to understand the gospel?
为什么
?Why?
因为当人遇见问题的时候
Because when people see troubles,
人才客观地了解了自己
They can objectively understand themselves.
当人从来没有被车撞过
When people have never been hit by a car,
所以他总不知道自己的肉体有多么结实
They never understand how strong their body is.
比方今天我站在这里说
For example, today,
汽车有什么了不起
What's so good about a car?
我才不怕它
I'm not scared of cars.
你看被车撞了的人那么小胆
Look at all those weak people who've been hit by cars.
我站在汽车面前我从来不怕
I shall not be afraid.
你知道我为什么敢说这个话吗
Why can I say this?
为什么
Why?
因为我从来没被他撞过
I've never been hit by a car.
直到有一天他把我撞了
Until one day I have hit by a car.
我才知道汽车原来比我结实
Did I know that the car is stronger than me?
原来我不如他结实
I am not as strong as the car.
所以那个时候就跟汽车说我躲他远一点吧
And so I will hide away from the car.
所以只有当我们遇见事的时候
Only when we see troubles.
原来我们知道自己是有限的
We realize that we are limited.
原来我们知道自己是无能的
We realize that we are weak.
过去我们对自己的估计是错误的
Estimates that we had of our power.
这时候人才真实的面对一点
We truly understand.
弟兄姊妹谦卑不是自卑
Humbling is not self-hate.
谦卑是正确的认识自己的表现
Humble is an honest evaluation of ourselves.
所以过高估计自己的人
And so people who over-evaluate their own ability
是不客观的
They are not objective.
圣经上说撒旦从一开始就是说谎话
The scripture says that Satan was a liar.
撒旦跟我们说两句谎话
He tells us two lies.
弟兄姊妹永远记住这两句话是谎话
Remember that these two things are lies.
第一句话是说你不需要上帝
The one first is that you don't need God.
你自己可以解决一切问题
You can do everything.
这是一句谎话
This is a lie.
因为人不可能解决自己的问题
Because people cannot solve their own problems.
科学家大胆地讲过一句话
Scientists give this great claim.
他说我们有足够的时间
If we have enough time,
科学就可以解决一切问题。
Science can solve everything.
这是撒旦来的谎话。
This is a lie from Satan.
人不可能做到解决自己的一切问题。
It is impossible for a person to solve everything.
所以不要相信这句话。
Do not believe in this statement.
第二句话。
The second statement.
就是当你做错了事。
When you've done something wrong.
你失败了。
You failed.
你犯过罪。
You sinned.
中国人也讲这句话。
Chinese people say this.
叫一失足成千古恨。就是 once you did something wrong, you finish. 所以就是说像你这样的人
Someone like you,
上帝永远不会再要你了
God doesn't want you anymore.
你完了
You're finished.
你死吧
Go die.
所以人就绝望了
And so people fall into despair.
所以这两句话都是谎话
So these two things are lies.
圣经上说神爱世人
The scripture says God loved people.
耶稣说我来不是要拯救一人
But Jesus said, I didn't come to save righteous people,
乃是要拯救罪人,
but to save sinners.
神爱世人,
God loves people,
不是世界上那些无罪的人,
not the people without sin.
当然无罪的人神也爱了,
because, well, God loves them too.
只遗憾的是那样的人是没有的,
problem is there aren't any.
所以神爱世界上每一个人,
so God loves every person,
包括着任何有罪的人,
including every sinner.
只有有一种人他不接受神的爱
Only the people who reject his love,
那就是骄傲自大的人
Those are the arrogant and
self-righteous 就是听了上帝谎听了这个撒旦谎话的人
They hear the lies of Satan,
骄傲的人
the arrogant people.
所以当福音传给你的时候
so when the gospel comes to
you, 你里面的骄傲把福音挡住了
your pride blocks the gospel,
撒旦就来告诉你
and Satan comes and tells
you, 你这么好的人还需要信耶稣吗
you are so good, you don't need this.
你的骄傲就说对呀、啊、我这么好不需要信耶稣了
the pride says, yeah, I'm so good, I don't need Christ.
上天天堂谁稀罕天堂
Who wants to go to heaven?
我不下地狱谁下地狱
If I go,
下地狱什么了不起
What's so bad about going to hell?
所以这就是第一种人
And so this is one type of person
简单的来讲
Put simply
无知无畏
Ignorant and proud
胆大因为他无知所以他不害怕
Because they're ignorant they're not afraid
这就是第一种人
That is the first type of person
第二种人
The second type of person
是土浅石头地
Is a shallow earth
那么土很少
But it's not much soil
底下很多石头
There are many rocks below it
那么这个种子撒在上面
And so the seed falls on it
很快就长出来了
It quickly grows
因为土很少吗
Because there is not much soil.
所以它很快就长出来。
And so it can grow very quickly.
但是下边无法扎根。
But it's impossible to have roots.
那么这样的人是什么样的人呢?
What type of person is this?
圣经说有些人听了福音很快就接受。
Scripture says some people hear the word, they accept it.
所以有的时候我们传福音总希望对方快快的信。
Sometimes we really hope that people will quickly believe.
弟兄姊妹要小心。
We must be careful, brothers and sisters.
如果快快信的人
The person who quickly believes,
可能就是属于这一类的人。
Maybe someone like this.
有很多教会急功近利。
Many churches work very hard.
不是急功近利，对不起，这个成语不太容易方言啊。就是说，很短视，很目光短浅的。
They have short-sighted.
只想到马上就想得到好处的。
Yeah, and they work for immediate results.
因此呢，在传福音的时候变得把福音简单化
And so they simplify the message
怎么样能够快快的信主
How can we get people to quickly believe
讲上半小时
In half an hour
信不信
Do you believe
信吗
You believe
信好赶紧跪下来祷告
Okay quickly pray
好祷告完了赶紧受洗
Okay quickly get baptized
受洗以后赶紧入会
Okay quickly join our congregation
然后修行了
Oh, okay, you're done.
以为传福音就结束了。
And that's the end.
对方听了也很好啊。
And some people are very happy.
信耶稣不需要付代价。
You don't need to have any consequences.
信耶稣就上天堂。
You believe you go to heaven.
信耶稣罪都赦免。
You believe that your sins will be repented.
跪下来只要做一个祷告。
All you have to do is pray.
甚至于都不用跪下来。
Sometimes you don't even need to kneel.
哇，这种好事哪来的
？So easy.
哎，对，有些人就说不信白不信吧。
Some people it's a tragedy to not believe.
所以信吧。
Just believe.
就信了。
And so they believe.
那么往往这都是得到了土浅石头地的人。
And so these are the shallow soil.
如果是这样的话
If it is like this,
大概我永远没有信耶稣的那一天。
Some people have not never believed.
我信耶稣大概挣扎了有三四年的时间。
It took me around 4 years to come to understand.
那个时候我传福音主要给我传福音的是我的妈妈。
During that time, mainly my mom was preaching to me.
常常跟我讲福音的道理
She would tell me the meanings of the gospel
甚至有过几次我们讲过一个整夜的一个通宵
Sometimes we go all night
那么妈妈不舍不弃地传福音给我
And my mom never gave up
结果经过了三四年以后
After around 4 years
我的神才在我的生命里边光照我
And the Lord shone his light upon me
我信了
And I believed
我发现原来我比那些很快信主的人信得更结实。
And I realized that I believe better than those who believe quickly.
所以后来我传福音的时候
And so when I preach the gospel,
那些一听福音就快快信的人
people who believe quickly,
我并不太高兴。
I'm not that happy.
因为有很多东西它根本就没有解决。
Because many things have not yet been solved.
很多福音的真理它并没有真正的明白。
Many truths have not yet been understood.
所以他只觉得福音的某一个事情打动了他的心。
And they feel one part of the scripture touches their heart.
他就信了。
And so they believe.
其实他不是信了。
Actually, they haven't truly believed.
他只是开始有好感了。
They only have a good feeling.
他愿意继续来学习了。
They are willing to learn more.
结果我们就误以为他信了。
And so we think that they believe.
比方说有一些人，他们到教会去。
Let's say, for example, some people who go to church.
听见教会的诗歌很美。
They hear the beautiful singing.
实在说，我们教会的诗歌不太美。
Our singing is not so beautiful.
我们的钢琴很烂。
Our piano is quite old.
我们的音响设备也很差。
Our speakers are quite basic.
我们领唱的同工很有心。
Our leaderships are very passionate.
但是说实在的，都很不专业。
But they're not very professional.
所以呢，我们就凑合着听吧。
And so we just get along with it.
关键的问题不是听好音乐。
The issue isn't good music.
其实我们在看他们服侍的态度。
But we see the attitude of their worship.
有一年周传道到中国去，带领国内的教会的聚会。
One year when Pastor Hedy went to the churches in China.
回来他给我做见证。
She came back. She gave a testimony.
他说国内家庭教会的这个领会的同工。
She said the worship leaders in China.
唱得很感人。
They sing. Their singing is very touching.
非常投入。
It's very passionate.
但是五音不全。
The music is not so good.
但是唱得很投入啊。
But they're very passionate.
大家很投入啊。
Everyone is very into it.
圣灵一样很做工。
The spirit still works with them.
但是这个也不说明那些唱得很 professional 的人，他们就没有圣灵。
It doesn't mean that the professional people do not have the spirit.
所以神有些时候也借着优美的音乐来影响一批人。
And sometimes the Lord uses beautiful music to move people.
他们在唱诗的时候，
and when they sing,
越唱越感动。
The more they sing, the more they
are touched. 眼泪流下来。
And the tears come down.
就回来说我要信耶稣。
They said, I want to believe in the Lord.
为什么要信耶稣？
Why?
因为那天唱诗的时候我流眼泪了。
Because I was touched by the music.
我很感动。
I was very touched.
信耶稣很好。
It's very good to be a Christian.
他真的是要信耶稣了吗？
Did they truly want to become a Christian?
其实不是的。
Not really.
他只是开始想要信耶稣而已。
They just begin to want to become a Christian.
请问他唱那首歌，他就唱出来耶稣是谁了？
Did they sing out who the Lord is?
他就明白什么叫罪了。
Did they understand what sin is?
他就明白救赎的原理了。
They know what it means to be saved.
他就明白神的儿子道成肉身，死在十字架上，成为人类的救赎，到底是怎么回事了。
They know what the work of the Lord Jesus was.
他就明白认罪悔改，重生得救，名字写在生命册上，到底是怎么回事了。
They understand what it means to repent and have their name in the book of life.
他就明白他以前死在过犯罪恶当中是何等可怕的那个状况，他明白了吗？
They understand how fearful it was for their life to be in death.
他就明白这本圣经是上帝启示立约的真理吗？
They understand that the Bible is the covenant of the Lord.
太多东西他根本不明白的。
Too many things.
但是那个时候如果说哎呀好赶紧跪下来认罪悔改，他就做了一个祷告就成为基督徒了。
But on that day if they quickly pray and become Christian,
结果我们弄成一个土浅石头地。
And we see a shallow soil.
其实这种的情况
Actually, this circumstance,
这个表示它里面有很多石头嘛。
Means that there are many rocks inside them.
就是它里头很多东西没有被清除。
There are many things that have been cleared in their life.
没有被改变。
Have not been changed.
只是一时在情绪上的接受。
Only a moment of emotional acceptance.
说极到极致遇见困难了。
And so, as soon as troubles come,
这时候需要他真实生命的对抗。
This is when their life needs to oppose it.
不要以为基督徒的生命是没有挑战的。
Don't think that a Christian life is without challenge.
在我的信仰的过程里面
In the path of my faith,
有过很多次的大的起伏。
There have been many struggles.
我遇见过很多很多大的挑战。
I encountered many challenges.
包括在我的家庭婚姻里面
including in our family and marriage.
包括在我的教会侍奉里面
including in our ministry.
包括在我教育这个人的里面
including in my family.
我真的很痛苦。
There were many struggles.
真的觉得神啊，你到底在哪里？
Where are you, God? I thought.
你是真的神吗？
Are you really God?
如果你是真的神，为什么这些事情会出现？
Why did this happen if you are truly God?
你知道当那个时候出现的时候，
When those things happen,
我怎么办？
What would I do?
我祷告。
I pray.
上帝也不跟我讲话。
Lord doesn't say anything.
我祷告。
I pray some more.
环境更糟糕。
It becomes worse.
你有没有这样的情况？
Has this ever happened to you?
好像上帝不知道在哪里。
As if you don't know where God is.
圣经上的话好像也用不上了。
The scripture is not helpful.
不用还好，一用更麻烦了。
Even if we don't use it, it seems to be better.
怎么办？
What do we do?
这时候就要回到 真理的本体。
Then we got to go back to the truth.
你想想，除了圣经，除了上帝之外，我们还有什么东西可信的吗？
Remember that there's nothing else to believe other than the scripture, other than God.
圣经这个好土。
The good soil.
说神的道要持守在诚实的心里面。
It says that the Lord'smessage will land in their hearts.
那么这个时候，你的 faithful 的那个 heart, 那个诚实的心。
So your faithful heart.
就要开始跟你讲话。
Will speak to you.
虽然现在的环境你不明白。
Even though you don't understand your circumstance.
但是神的道在里边，神的话在里边告诉你。
But the Lord's message will tell you.
这时候你需要的是忍耐等候。
What you need is patience.
除了圣经以外，
other than the scripture,
在独一之真神以外，
other than the only God,
如果你不信他，
if you don't believe him,
你还有别的什么可信的吗？
Is there something else for you to believe in?
所以这时候我回来兜一圈，
and so we've come around.
我知道虽然这个时候我不明白，
even though I don't understand this, I realize,
但是我知道这是唯一我值得可信的。
I know that it is the only thing worth believing in.
信心产生出来的忍耐，
the perseverance brought through by faith.
那么就坚持下来了。
And I've endured it.
但是如果我们里面有太多自我的东西，
But if there are too many proud things in us,
不肯被上帝改变的东西，
Things that you are unwilling to change for the Lord,
实际上神的真理没有真正的进来，
Then the truth has not truly become part of you.
只是我们对这个信仰的表面上的一些了解，
Only a very surface understanding of the faith.
一遇到难处的时候，
As soon as troubles come,
里面就没有任何的保护，
You will have no protection.
里面没有真理的供应，
You have no truth inside you.
很快我们就跌倒了，
You will be fall quickly.
就不信，
You will lose your faith.
然后尤其是当我们看到其他宗教也不错，
Especially when you see that other religions are also good.
这个那些不信主的人也不见得有那么多麻烦嘛，
Atheists seem to be pretty good.
所以里边没有根，
So there's no roots.
到了需要营养的时候，
And when you need the nutrients,
没有营养的供应，
you can't get them.
生命就垮下去了，
And your life will be lost.
那么第三种人，
The third type of person,
实际上是今天社会里边最多的人，
is the most common in the society today.
这种人只有一个字来描述。
These can be described in one word.
最准确。这样的这个字是哪个字？
What word is this?
啊？哎，忙。
Busy.
太忙了。
Too busy.
所以中国这个字写得很好。
And so in Chinese it is written very well.
一个心，一个死。
Heart and death.
加在一块就是忙。
And you put them together, you become busy.
所以忙是什么？
So what is it to be busy?
就是心死。
For your heart to die.
你想要心死吗？
Do you want your heart to die?
那你就忙吧。
Well, go be busy.
今天撒旦和上帝在争夺人。
Today Satan and God fight for people.
用什么方法呢？
How do they fight?
就是用占有我们的时间。
By using the things that take up our time.
我们叫我们忙。
So we can be busy.
只要我们忙，
As long as you're busy,
我们就没有机会给上帝的福音。
You do not have opportunities to give to the Lord's message.
我们有很多人来到教会，
Many people come to church.
听见福音，
They hear the message.
仍然太忙了，
But they are too busy.
这个忙不单单是外在的身体上的忙，
This busy is not outside physical activities.
我们心里边也忙，
But our hearts are busy.
我们的意念也忙，
Our thoughts are busy.
所以里边满脑子整天都在想，
And we're always thinking about things.
大家整天在想什么？
What are we thinking about?
整天想吗？
Are we thinking all day?
肯定整天想。
Surely.
不然我们怎么会这么年轻就有皱眉头了？
Otherwise, why would we have creases on our head?
想太多问题了。
Because we think too much.
但是我们想的都不重要的问题。
But they're not important things.
眼前的问题。
Things that are only short.
利益的问题。
Short-term things.
所以在这里边呢，我们就看到这个荆棘的地。
And so we see the land that is full of thorns.
表示我们里面太多东西塞住了。
There are too many things choking up inside us.
我们没有给道留下空间。
We have not given space for the message.
那么第四种人，
The fourth type of person,
是好土，
is a good soil.
在座的如果种过土地的人，
For everyone who has planted before,
我们就大概知道，在自然的环境里边，
We know that naturally speaking,
几乎没有好土，
There is no good soil.
所以我们人类也是这样的，
And people are the same.
没有一个人的心本来是一块好土的，
No one's heart is good soil by origin.
我们都是亚当的后代。
We are all the descendants of Adam.
都是充满着自私、欲望和罪性的人。
We are all full of selfishness and sinfulness.
那么如果这样的话，我们有人能够在我们的心里边来接受福音吗？
If that is the case, can anyone truly receive the gospel?
能。
They can.
那么好土是怎么得来的？
How do you get good soil?
这个前两天我去银彪的家里面。
A few days ago, I brought Yin Biao's house.
我听他说四个月他把他的院子整花园整了四个月。
It took him 4 months to construct a flower bed in his house.
种了很多的花草。
He planted many things.
乱乱的院子现在变得很漂亮。
Before it was messy, and now it's very beautiful.
那么我那两天去的时候，前院还没有整好。
During that time, the front yard had not been done yet.
但是我看到那个土已经平了。
But I saw that the soil was flat already.
大概种上草皮就可以了。
It needs some grass seeds.
因此。大概银标可以跟大家讲一讲。
And so now, Brother 银标 can tell everyone.
要种一个，要得到一块好土。
To have good soil.
需要经过什么样的过程
？What kind of process is necessary?
做过农民的人都知道。
People who have been farmers know.
需要翻地。
You need to till the soil.
需要捡石头。
You need to remove the stones.
需要除草。
You need to remove the weeds.
需要施肥。
You need to add fertilizer.
施肥需要施底肥。
You need to have bottom fertilizer.
然后需要施表肥。
And surface fertilizer.
然后你才能够来耕种。
And finally you can plant.
所以这个跟我们的心是一样。
And so this is like our hearts.
其实这里边不是天然的有四种土地。
It's not that there are naturally four types of soil.
而是告诉我们，我们本来都是前三种土地。
But that all of us are the first three types.
我们需要变成第四种土地。
We need to become the fourth type.
那么怎么变成第四种土地？
How do we do that?
如果是第一种土地的话，需要松土。
If you're the first type, then you must loosen the soil.
如果第二种土地的话，需要捡石头。
If you're the second type, you must remove the stones.
如果第三种土地的话，是需要除草。
If you're the third type, you need to weed.
然后使我们成为第四种土地。
So we can become the good soil.
然后我们才能够接受福音到我们的里面来。
And then we can receive the message into our hearts.
那么这个工作由谁来做呢？
And who will do this work?
由圣灵来做。
The Holy Spirit will do it.
圣灵要在我们的心中感动。
The Holy Spirit will move us.
圣灵通过什么来做呢？
How will it do it?
通过教会来做。
Through the church.
所以弟兄姊妹来帮助你。
So brothers and sisters will help you.
传道人来帮助你。
The pastors will help you.
这时候你心里边只需要预备一样东西。
You need something in your heart.
顺服的心。
To be obedient.
用你的理性。
Use your rational thought.
来顺从。
To be obedient.
来接受这个清理。
To accept this cleaning.
用你的理性。
Use your rational mind.
来了解这件事情的重要。
To understand how important this is.
你需要软化你的心。
You must soften your heart.
你需要把自我的东西放下。
You must take away the things of self.
然后你需要拿出时间来。
And you must take out time.
把这件事情放在你的优先权里面。
Put it in your best time.
然后来学习。
Then you can come and learn.
在学习的过程的里面。
And when you learn,
认真诚实的思考。
Honestly consider.
我们不怕提问题的人。
We are not afraid of people who ask questions.
我们只怕诡辩的人。
Only people who distort the question.
诡辩应该翻译成什么？可能这个中文词它的不一定能明白啊，就是
disruptive
啊，反正就是来辩论，来不真实的跟你讨论，只是跟你胡搅的那种人。
Now, meaningless debate.
所以如果我们不诚实
，if we're not honest，
那我们就无法得到真实的结果。
Then you can't receive the true fruits.
在路加福音里面
啊 ，in the book of Luke。
把这个第四种的人
，the fourth type of soil，
称为善良和诚实的心
，is described as good and honest。
所以不是那种诡诈的恶的那种心
，it's not the evil or corrupt heart。
所以这样呢，我们就可以成为好土。
And so now you can become good soil。
也许福音在我们的生命里边会缓慢的成长
，and the message can grow in you。
接下来。其实就是一个时间的问题。
And it's only a matter of time.
慢慢慢慢的福音就会在我们的生命里边起到作用了。
And the gospel will begin its work in your life.
那么这样的真理
And this truth
对待我们每一个人是重要的
is important to every single person.
提醒每一位教会的同工
to remind every member of the church.
对教会也一样是重要的
that the church is equally important to you.
今天我们发现很多教会不能产生成熟的基督徒。
Today we find that many churches cannot produce mature Christians.
教会也成了路旁。
So that the church becomes like the roadside.
成为刚硬的教会。
Becomes a hard church.
那么教会也成了土浅石头地。
And the church becomes narrow, shallow earth.
不能悔改，不能传悔改的福音。
It cannot give a message of repentance.
教会也成了荆棘地。
And the church becomes a soil full of thorns.
太多的活动。
Too many activities,
而没有真正的把真理讲出来。
But no message of truth.
所以人到教会
And so when people come to
church, 做了很多的事
they do many things,
唯独没有听见福音。
But they didn't get the message.
其实今天这样的教会也不少。
Today there are many churches like this.
所以我们的个人
And so every person
需要在圣灵的光照里面悔改。
Needs to repent in the light of God.
我们的教会
Our church
也需要在圣灵的光照里边悔改
needs to repent in the light of the Holy Spirit
使我们借着这一篇的信息
so that through this message
再一次来来自我检讨
we can do another self-evaluation
使我们看看我们自己真实的情况
so we can really understand who we, how we are
好使我们成为结果子的枝子
so we can become branches that bear fruit
和我们使我们能够在神面前蒙福
And we can receive blessing from the Lord
好我们一同低头来祷告
Let us pray
恩主耶稣基督
Our Lord Jesus Christ
我们谢谢你给我们这样的信息
We thank you that you've given us this message
我们也谢谢你已经赐下了圣灵
And we thank you for your Holy Spirit
主这个时候我们来到你的面前
Lord, today we come before you.
主我们的心向你敞开
Lord, we open our hearts to you.
主啊求你帮助我们每一个人
Lord, we pray that you help every single one of us.
使我们能够有一个诚实和善良的心
That we can have a good and honest heart.
并且是向你敞开的心
And an open heart.
主啊这个时候求你的圣灵在我们中间运行
Lord, we pray that your spirit can work in us.
使我们能够诚实地面对我们自己。
So that we can honestly approach ourselves.
我们是已经被这个世界占满了心的人吗？
Are we people who are controlled by the world?
我们是一个过度忙碌的人吗？
Are we people who are overly busy?
我们是一个被宗教传统占据的教会吗？
Are we a church that is controlled by tradition?
我们是一个过度忙碌的教会吗
Are we a church that is overly busy?
主若是
Lord, if this is so
求你赦免我们
We pray that you forgive us
帮助我们悔改
Help us to repent
主你给我们勇气
Lord, you give us bravery
让我们能够更正我们自己
So that we can correct ourselves
是我们每一个人
So every person here today,
是我们的教会
so that our church
能够成为好土
can become the good soil,
能够成为是生命健康成长的环境
so that we can have the correct environment to grow,
是我们有一天能够成熟
and one day we can be mature,
能够为你结果子
and we can bear fruits for you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告
we thank you that you listen to our prayers,
都是奉我恩主耶稣基督得胜的尊名
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.